This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. The return of me, Chris. It's so good to be here. We'll make fun of Chuck Schumer this hour. We'll make fun of Sonny Austin this hour. Apparently, we're just going to make fun of people. Talk a little bit more about NATO, vacation, emails. It should be a lively final hour on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But first, I have to follow up on the little tease I dropped. Called another woman stunning. I mean, not... I didn't say that to her, but she thought it. Okay, so here's what happened. It was an all-time great one. It was New Year's Eve. We were on vacation. New Year's Eve, we were in Italy. And my mom was there. We wanted my mom to come. You know, it's been a tough year and all that. We wanted to be together as a family New Year's Eve. And we go out to this dinner. And they're all Italians, right? Because we're in Italy. They're all Italians waiting tables. And our main waitress is this young lady. She's 20s. She was young. I mean, I'm 43. Everyone's young to me. I think she's 21, 22, something like that. Was this young lady. And she was, you know, filling up our waters. And she's coming back and bringing bread, doing the things waitresses do. Now, because it was New Year's Eve, I wanted to get dressed up. You know how women like to get dressed up for New Year's Eve? So I have to bring my nicest suit I have. So I had to fly across the world with that. I'm not going to go into that right now. Seemed a little unnecessary, but I flew across the world with this suit, and Ob wore this dress. It was, she looked like $1 million in this dress. Just $1 million in this dress. And at one point, my voice carries, okay? I can't help it. My dad's voice carries. I don't know that I would consider myself a loud talker. I think my voice just carries. I don't shout like this. When I talk, it carries a long way. It's from my sultry voice, Chris, but it carries. At one point, the waitress is there and she's directly across from me. So my mom's sitting across from me. Ob is sitting right beside me. And I put my arm around Ob as the waitress is leaning in to fill up my mom's water glass. So she's not looking at me. She's looking at my mom in her water glass. And I look halfway towards Ob. My eyes are looking at her, but my head is only halfway towards Ob. And I say, "You just look stunning." The waitress stops in her tracks and darts her face over to me with this look. and then what do you do in that moment? Well, I had a moment. I will admit, I try not to be a panicky person. I'm not a panicky person. But in this moment, I'm seeing exactly how this was interpreted. And so I come out with a, "No, not you. You're not stunning. No, wait, but you." And then I was like, "Jesse." And I'm like, "No, I didn't." And so, yeah, that didn't work out that great. Anyway, let's get back to some emails. But first, Chuck Schumer, he dropped this quote on NBC's Meet the Press. "We did a lot of good things, but all too often, we talked about the mechanics of the legislation and the details of the legislation, and we really didn't show the kind of empathy and concern to the average working families who didn't realize how much we had done and how much we cared for them." They do this every time. There are always these little nuggets from the communists, from the Democrats in this country, where they have these little revealing moments on how they actually think about people. And it almost always comes back to, well, I guess I didn't explain enough. Well, people just don't understand, or they'll yell at the media. Well, maybe if you'd explain better what I'm doing, that comes out all the time. Because, and this ties directly into Sunny Hostin. Again, we always end up playing her because she's a moron and a dirty commie. To be a communist, not just in America, everywhere it's ever been, you have to lie about everything. All the time. It's not that you think, okay, on occasion I'll have to tell a lie. No. You know, you understand going in that you are going to be, the things you want are going to be rejected by people because you want to burn everything down. No one's going to sign up for that. So lying is simply who they are. It's woven into them. They know they have to lie about everything at all times. That's how you get enough people to live in a world of make-believe and eventually hand you power. Sunny Hostin proved my point with this little tidbit.
You started seeing people backtrack that and not...
She's talking about January 6th, by the way.
You started seeing people backtrack that and not and losing their moral center. You had Condoleezza Rice, I believe, on this very show saying, you know, we need to move on from January 6th. I say no. You don't move on because January 6th was an atrocity. It was one of the worst moments in American history. And
listen to all the harpies in the crowd clapping. Oh my gosh, my cat's gonna love that.
When you think about the worst moments in American history, you know, like World War II, things that happened, you know, like the Holocaust, chattel slavery. We need to never forget because past becomes...
Okay. Obviously, that's ridiculous. Comparing the Holocaust and slavery and World War II to January 6th. Of course, it's all ridiculous. But for her, everything has to be a lie. The only way to keep every single commie out there loyal and doing their crazy commie things is to lie about everything at all times. It's what they do. And that's why they always, even when they're trying to be political, Chuck Schumer is a seasoned politician. Even when he's trying to be delicate, it always just comes out of, well, the voters were just too dumb to realize how great everything was. We were talking about things in a really smart way, but those donors, they're just too dumb. Back to the voicemail.
A wise man would train the rats to kill the mice. With that said, I don't even have to tell you what you should train the ants to do. God bless for the new year. Good luck with the rats and the mice and the ants.
I love you guys. You should know I've defeated the rats. As of right now, what are you looking at me like that for, Chris? Yes, I got one. I told you, I left his body out as a message to the others. And they got that message, Chris. When you do one, you don't have to do more than one if you do it the right way. You know what? That's a good point, Chris. Remember the servile wars? Remember that lesson I taught you? We were talking about the servile wars in Rome. Rome had these slave rebellions, and they had the first one, and it was a pain, and they put it down. And they had the second one, and it was a pain, and they put it down. And then they had a third one. That was the Spartacus one, the one Spartacus led. And it was huge. And Spartacus was defeating Roman armies. And finally, Rome, they had to gather up Crassus and Pompey and all these guys. And finally, they put it down. And they didn't want a fourth servile war, Chris. So they took all of those slaves and they crucified them along the main highway in Rome. Miles and miles and miles of slaves crucified. Laying there days on the cross. Remember, the story in the Bible, the Jesus' crucifixion, it doesn't draw out the way crucifixion generally did. You were talking 2-3 days you're going to lay there, you're going to be there on the cross. That's why they tried to break Jesus' legs. That was considered an act of mercy. He wouldn't let them, of course, fulfill the prophecies and whatnot. Sorry, Chris, this is New Testament. Miles of slaves suffering for days as you're cruising by. That's how they ensured there would never be a fourth slave rebellion in Rome. You ask how I defeated the rats by defeating one rat? Chris, I left him there, and I made an example of him.
I made sure the other rats knew there was a rat killer here. Craven. That's how I want you to refer to me from now on. Not Jesse Kelly, Jesse Craven. In fact, that's please get something on the soundboard to that effect. You know what? Maybe a roaring lion? Something like that. Don't roll your eyes, Chris. Maybe something like a roaring lion would be indicative of what happens when you step into Casa Kelly. Casa Craven. Sorry, I almost screwed it up myself. Anyway, you're probably screwing up if you don't have Pure Talk. That's a huge screw up. You know how bad the rats screwed up when they came into my home and then died? Well, rat, how it died in the jaws of my rat trap. I want you to think about you with your garbage commie cell phone company like Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. You're the rat, and the jaws of communism are clenching around you. If you want any chance to escape that, you have to switch to Pure Talk, the patriotic cell phone company that's run by a veteran. Their CEO is a veteran of Viet freaking Nam. You'll save a fortune, and you don't sacrifice coverage. They're on the exact same 5G network. Our bill for four lines got cut in half. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you even more money. Takes 10 minutes on the phone. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, a magnificent Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. I just slammed headlong into that jet lag wall. Let's hope I don't just fall asleep right here on the air. Look, I'm part European. And what, Chris? And when you're part European, sometimes you just have a hard time adjusting back to this American way of life. You know what I will tell you? The food in Italy was really freaking good. It was really, really good. So I'm not bad-mouthing it at all. I enjoyed the pasta. I ate some pizza. Believe it or not, I didn't eat as much pizza as you'd think, but I ate some pizza. The sandwiches, man. They have this fresh bread. Chris, what's that bread called? Focaccia bread. It's just like the... Chris, why do you not know what I'm talking about? I even think it's unleavened. You people have to eat this stuff, too. I think it is. Either way, it's really good. And they have the fresh meats and stuff like that in there. Sorry, Chris, they do mix some cheese in there. But it was really, really good. So I enjoyed the food. I'm not dogging on the food. I missed Mexican food, man. I got back last night and I stuffed two tacos in my mouth and some chips and queso. And gosh, it was so good. There's just nothing more. Not with Taco Bell, Chris. That's tomorrow. Anyway, I missed it. There's just nothing more American than Mexican food. Jesse, do you feel like America has already exploded, but it still looks like America because the pieces haven't traveled far enough away from the blast yet? Gosh, that's deep. No? But okay, look. I get what he's saying. Are we already kind of toast? But we were so put together and so rich and powerful and such a good society that it just takes a while to be... For the realization that we're toast to totally dawn on us. Let me explain something. And maybe you feel that way. I'm not saying I do. I guess I haven't really thought about it. But everyone feels that way all the time throughout history. That's a very, very common... That's the most common way to think. Because things are always mixed up in this world. They're always messed up. Politicians are always scumbags and liars. Things are always going wrong. There's plagues and there's wars and there's just always, life is always happening and rough things are always happening and countries are always coming apart and they're being picked at by wicked men who lead them. That is the human condition. I know that sounded dark. I don't mean it to be dark. That's just kind of how it goes. Like what we're going through now, please don't sit and stress out all the time. I know we talk about a lot of problems, but you can look around at all this, the debt and what's happening in the globe, the UK. We haven't even talked about what's going on in the UK, mainly because I don't do all, you know, I don't do a lot of foreign stuff. I just don't. I mainly care about America. I mainly talk about America. I don't do a lot of foreign stuff. But what's going on in the UK with these young girls who are being pillaged by these barbarians from Pakistan, these Muslim rape gangs they brought in. It's freaking, I mean, it's stuff that I won't describe here on the air. I've read through the documents. I care enough to read through it and figure out what's going on. So I've read through the court documents on the things they did to these girls. It's just, I know there are kids listening, and remember, this is a family show. I was doing a show that you can listen to with kids. I won't describe it here, man. And I don't recommend you go read it. I wish I could unread some of those things. But then you dig into it a little and you find out that's what the British Democrats did to their country on purpose. The Labour Party, that's their Democrats. They brought these people into their country on purpose because they wanted the votes. They wanted power. So one of the two major political parties in Europe imported a bunch of savages into their country who have pillaged and abused their young ladies, and they did it on purpose. And you sit back and you look and you think to yourself, man, how could governments be that evil? Like, what chance do we have? And then you look at our government and we're doing the same thing. I mean, Rashida Tlaib today, there was a vote today on the House floor, a vote to deport these illegals convicted of crimes, which is ridiculous that you need some kind of a bill for that. You don't. But anyway, it was a vote for that. And over 100 Democrats voted against the bill. Listen to Rashida Tlaib talking about it.
Many of us in Congress are parents. Imagine your child is with a group of kids grabbing an after-school snack at a 7-Eleven, and one of them chooses to just snitch a little candy bar off the shelf. The shop owner calls the police, and all the kids are arrested for shoplifting. If your child is a DACA recipient, someone who has lived here nearly their entire life, they are now subject to mandatory detention under this bill.
These people are monsters. These monsters. All right. Honorable Mr. Kelly, I was the guy really guilty about buying Oreos a few months ago. Among my many Christmas gifts was a package of Oreos for my daughter, Rachel. Don't worry, my three grown kids are all anti-communists. She bought the Oreos as sort of a joke. Okay, I have a confession to make. You know I don't buy Oreos. I've been looking far and wide for an Oreo replacement because there's just nothing better than Oreos dunked in milk. I've bought virtually every replacement. Don't send me the replay of Hydrox, all this. None of them get soggy in the milk the way Oreos did. None of them do. I bought the grocery store off brands and stuff like that. But my kid, he brought home two free packages, the little mini packages of Oreos from school. I ate them both. I didn't buy them. That doesn't count as buying them. I missed them and they were so delicious. I miss Oreos so much. Anyway, we'll do some more emails. Before we do those, let's talk about Relief Factor. Golly, what a lifesaver this stuff has been. Because when you're 43 going on 83 like I am, freaking knee hurts. This left knee, telling you right now, is going to be a problem. You're going to start hearing me complain about my left knee more and more. I did squats today. I lifted weights today. It felt great afterwards. Everything was good until I got out of the shower, got dressed, sat down for a little bit to go browse emails and things like that. I got up and that knee's stiff. So Relief Factor has been a lifesaver for me because it's drug-free, 100% drug-free. You want to get rid of the pain in your life, the knee, the back, the elbow? You take it every day. It's a supplement. You take it every single day. Try it for 3 weeks and see what happens to that pain. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, wishing everybody a very happy from me to you. It is good to be back. Okay, so before I get to the emails, and there's a bunch I haven't gotten to yet, I have to tell you, speaking of food, my idiot kid, he makes me laugh. He so much likes me, he makes me freaking laugh. So Luke buys a bag of Cheez-Its at the airport. He buys a hefty bag of Cheez-Its at the airport. Dad, can I get a snack? Yeah. Gets a bag of Cheez-Its. The whole trip, whenever he's hungry, he's snacking on a couple Cheez-Its. Finally, we're getting ready to fly home. And I walk in. Hey, you ready to go, boy? We got to go airport. And I see him taking the bag. It looks empty, and he's putting it into his carry-on bag. I said, Luke, are you taking the Cheez-Its home? That's an empty bag. Is that an empty bag? It's an empty bag. Well, why are you taking it home? Because these guys deserve to be buried in the homeland. And then I went and told off, and she's like, well, where do you think he gets that from? I don't know what she's talking about. Jesse, I was getting ready for a job interview. I decided whether or not to wear a suit. I remember a show where you mentioned to wear a suit for any interview. I wore a suit and was in a crowd of 30 people who looked like they just got out of bed. The interviewer was mad about the appearance of everyone and sent people home with no interviews. She mentioned how if people put so little effort into the interview process, what kind of effort are they going to put into the job? It was crazy. I think I got the job. This is a reminder to not just kids, to grown men alike, because some people didn't have fathers to tell them this. Wear a suit to your interview. Ah, but it's just McDonald's. Wear a suit to your interview. Jesse, it's just Jiffy Lube. I'm going to be wear a suit to your interview. But it's just entry level. Wear a suit to your interview. Or, look, if it's not a suit, maybe you don't have a suit. You know, everyone doesn't have a suit. The best clothes you have. And don't tell me, I can't afford it. You can get khakis and a button-up at Walmart for 20 friggin' bucks. I don't want to hear that crap. The best thing you can put on. It's not so you look good. Oh, but it doesn't fit right. You don't understand. The guy just explained it. It shows an effort. It shows intention and effort. You woke up and decided to put on something nice because you want the job, because you're that kind of person. It puts you a cut above. People struggle now to find jobs because the job market sucks. And I know the job market sucks. So I tell you this stuff trying to help. Show up on time. Don't leave early. Don't office gossip. And when the boss gives you a job, do not return to him with problems. But I can't find that. Can you help me with that? No. You don't return to him until the job is done. It's your job to make his life easier, not his job to make your life easier. Yeah, Chris just said the guy who interviewed before him was in shorts and flip-flops. When I was out of work and I was just desperate. To be honest, I was desperate. Bills were piling up. And I found that advertisement on Craigslist for RV sales. And I never sold anything in my life, whatever. I didn't have any idea what to expect. And this RV dealership was in a double-wide trailer. It's not some fancy building. It was a double-wide mobile home. I put on a suit and friggin' tie. And I pulled into that place, and you should have seen the dirt balls who were getting ready to interview before me. You should have seen them. How they were dressed, no effort whatsoever. They hired me on the spot. On the spot. The one guy who cared enough to put something on that acted like he wanted the job and wanted to be a professional. Boom, hired. Hey, look at me now. Hey, Jesse, in terms of cartels, we citizens gave every penny and made the cartels. Why go to war with a sovereign country when we can stop them overnight by not buying their drugs? That's part of that thing that is undeniable, and it is hard to accept.
all this drug crisis in this country, cartel this and cartel that. It's because we buy all that stuff. We do. We buy it all. It's the truth. We buy all that crap. All that stuff. All the drug lords, the cartels, the violence, the, all that stuff. We buy it all. Jesse, my brother's from Korea. He's seeing a girl in her 20s, and she holds a deep hatred for the Japanese people. She brought up this quote. Why is it that it's illegal to fly the Nazi flag, but the Japanese Navy is still allowed to fly the Imperial flag on their ships after what they did to that region? Love the show. They do not care for the Japanese in Korea. And to be fair, it's understandable. I'm a Japanese fan. You know that. I like the people. I love the people. I love the cleanliness of the culture. I love the food. I'm sorry to be that guy, but I do. I really, really love the food. I like a lot of things about Japan. I'm a Japanese fan. But the things they did to Korea during that time, it was bad. It's not just that they conquered Korea. They essentially tried to wipe out the civilization. They made it illegal to learn Korean, the language. They wiped out their artifacts. It was bad. Jesse, do not even the Marines call in airstrikes? How much did the exterminator cost? You know what? We're not even talking about the rats anymore. I want to go back. I want to talk more about the Panama Canal, because he's really not wrong.
The Panama Canal is a disgrace, what took place at the Panama Canal. Jimmy Carter gave it to them for $1, and they were supposed to treat us well. I thought it was a terrible thing to do. You know, it was the most expensive structure ever built in the history of our country, relatively. It would be the equivalent of substantially over $1 trillion today. We lost 38,000 people. Think of it, 38,000 people, they died from malaria, mosquitoes. They were unable to stop the mosquitoes. They paid people five times more to take the job. Many of those people died. We gave it away for $1. But
do you know the French tried to build the Panama Canal first? We talked about this a long time ago. I actually think I might have even done a little history episode on this. Chris, did I do a history episode on this? The French tried to do the Panama Canal first. And tens of thousands of French people died trying to build the Panama Canal. And they had no idea how to deal with the mosquito-borne illnesses. So get this. I'll never forget this. Here's a little tidbit for you for your trivia, next trivia night. People would come in to the hospitals. They'd be sick. And they didn't know how to ward off these mosquito-borne illnesses and things like that. And so they would actually put the hospital beds in little, they put the legs of the hospital bed in little cups of water, thinking maybe it would help, when in fact, obviously the water is the breeding ground for the mosquitoes, inviting in more mosquitoes. You know, you really don't think enough, or at least I don't think enough, about all the people who died to build the world we have now. You know, all the dams out there, like those huge dams, like Hoover Dam. You know, there are people in those dams still. Because you pour the concrete and you have to pour it continuously. It's crazy to think about. You want to learn about some history for free? That sound good? Maybe rise and fall of the Roman Empire. History of the ancient Christian church. The Constitution. You want to learn about not only its formation, the various attacks. You know Hillsdale does free stuff. You realize that? Hillsdale offers more than 40 free classes online. Free. I'm talking free. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. And you can go nerd out on this stuff for free. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. I want more history. I want more history. Well, about half say that to me and half say no more, but Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. You can go nerd out on all that stuff free. How about a Hillsdale, some Hillsdale education for free? Lord knows we all need that. Go check it out. One more segment left. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, or leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373.
I had to go to the hospital. When I was put in the hospital, I was in ER. There was 35 people in ER, along with me, in beds along the walls. We could not get a room because it was filled with illegals and homeless people. They finally had to transfer me from one hospital to another so I could get care. It's horrible. It is horrible.
We don't have a media in this country, so it would be asking too much. And to be honest, even if you did have top media organizations on it, it would be difficult to quantify. Difficult to quantify how much lower your standard of living is because of the mass quantities of illegals we brought into this country. Medical care is so much more expensive because the illegals get all the free medical care. So you know how free works. Someone has to pay. That's you. Schooling, education, so much worse because we constantly have to accommodate millions of these kids in the country. The housing market. You mad you can't afford a house? Well, all those illegals, they're living somewhere. They're not all in the Roosevelt Hotel in New York City. They're renting out houses, driving up the cost to get a home in this country. Issue after issue after issue after issue, you spend way more than you should because the illegals are in this country. Oh, by the way, I have to show you something cool. If you're watching on the simulcast, remember you can watch me do the radio show on the, they simulcast it on the first TV. So I have to show you this. Ob got me this. It's this black bracelet. I have to get the band on it fixed because I can't seem to keep the thing tight. The bracelet's not important. It's just string stuff, whatever. But there's this little black like button thing on there. You may see it. It's a little bit shiny if you're looking on the camera. How cool is this? It's a very, very miniature picture of my father. And you can only really see it if you shine a light behind it. If it's in a dark room, if you shine a light behind it, it'll project it onto the wall. Or you can take your phone camera and put the phone camera to it, and it'll show you. But carrying a picture of my dad around with me all the time. How about that? Freaking cool. You know, I'm going to start talking to you more and more about Legacy Box just for that reason. They've just been so wonderful. The Legacy Box, you know what they do. You have all these old camcorder tapes or film reels or just pictures. You throw them in a Legacy Box. They'll send you the box. You throw them in a Legacy Box and you mail it in and they digitize that stuff for you. And didn't try not to get choked up here. Do you know how awesome it is to be able to pull up digital pictures of your dad? You know, and all those old camcorder videos you took and things like that, to have those digital, to have those on your computer, on your iPad, and Legacy Box does all that for you. They just, you put all the stuff in the box and they have this team of people. Over a million people have done it. They'll digitize it all. Get your stuff digitized, man. You're one house fire away from losing it all, or water damage, or the friggin' rats eat it. Go. And they got 50%. You save 50%. Legacybox.com/Jesse saves you 50%. And if you buy it today, you send it in whenever. You send it in whenever you're ready. Take advantage. Legacybox.com/Jesse. I met with them. And I told him that I was going to hit him up for my old man, and I really, really appreciate him. Talk about professional, and they make it really easy. I know my mom freaking cried. Legacybox.com/Jesse. That's precious, man. That's really precious. All right. Let's do a couple more emails. Dear Jesse, Why does American foreign policy put Christians last? The Christian community was completely destroyed in Iraq after the war. Now the Islamic radicals have taken over Syria. The church will be destroyed there as well. Are our leaders stupid or evil? Well, they're evil. Look, in Iraq, here's something most people don't know, don't realize. In fact, we found out when we were there. Saddam Hussein was no great person. I'm not going to sing the praises of Saddam Hussein. But Saddam Hussein protected the Christian community in Iraq. Did you know that? They were not persecuted over there. And the second Saddam Hussein left, woohoo, we got him. Well, then the Islamists took over and no more Christians in Iraq. Same thing in Syria. Look, the people who lead this country now, so that hasn't always been this way, but the people who lead this country now, yeah, many of them are stupid, but many of them are very, very, very evil. We are, look, we brought up the Muslim rape gangs in the UK and things like that. As I've told you many times, the overarching story that explains almost everything you see is Western governments turning against their own people now. That's what's happened. It's happening in front of you. It's happened with your government, with our government here in America. It's happening. There's evidence of it everywhere. They show you every single day. They view you as the enemy, and everything they do is to try to stop you. Sucks. That's where we are.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Italian village forbids residents from becoming ill. that actually reminds me. Did I ever tell you my dad used to yell at me to stop coughing if I ever had a cough? He'd tell me, quit that coughing, boy. Dad, I don't know what you want me to do. Don't eat your Christmas tree, warns a Belgium food agency. Don't tell me how to live my life. Trump says NATO members should raise defense spending to 5% of GDP. That really, honestly, is a huge reason why so many of the globalists hate Donald Trump so much. It's not because he's some hardcore right winger, which he's really not. It's because he doesn't want America to get screwed by all these foreign countries. And for the longest time, Republicans and Democrats have just accepted the premise that America is to be pillaged by all these other countries on the planet without end. And I'm so, so sick of it. I saw something while I was gone that Biden and them sent another few billion dollars to Ukraine to pay for the pensions of Ukrainian government employees. So while you can't make ends meet, they're taking your money and sending it to pay for people's retirement in Ukraine. Gosh, U.S. House begins to work on Trump immigration crackdown. Yeah, I'm not entirely hopeful that the U.S. House is going to get anything done ever, whatever. Whitmer's Michigan. Nearly 20,000 Michiganders got pink slips for Christmas, the most of any state. Yeah, I guess voting for Gretchen Whitmer's reelection because she promised more abortion didn't work out that well. All right, we'll do this again tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.